Blog Talk Radio.
With your hands lifted up, say, say it like this, take the limits off.
From your Southside studios located here at the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. Now I can hear, I'm like, where all my stuff at? Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. As always, your boy, your host, Mr. Dan L. King in the studio, and my brother is here with us today, the one, the only, the good pastor from the Southside of churches on the Southside of Chicago, the one, the only Pastor Cornelius Parks. What's up, sir? One more time. What's up, sir? There we go. Look, man, we about to have a good time in here today. As always, man, y'all know what y'all do. Y'all join us every Monday, soon to be back Wednesday, and now Fridays, as always, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Y'all, we're looking forward to talking and hearing from you all today. Today's topic is going to be good. Hope y'all ready for this. Y'all ready? Trusting God. Come on now, come on, y'all ready? It's going. It's literally entitled. I'm gonna pull it up in 1 second because I can't find it now. Trusting God.
You're trapped.
Thank you. When you're trapped in uncertainty. Thank you. I couldn't get the last part out. Trusting God when you're trapped in uncertainty. That's the topic of today's conversation.
Good.
It's gonna be a good time. I hope y'all ready for it. That and some other stuff in the news. We'll see what Park's been paying attention to. See what he's been up to. He went here last week, so he got to give a report.
Nice.
You got to do like the little kids do when they go on church trips. Give a report.
I will.
Look, especially if the church pays for it.
Man,
we need a report.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're going to do that and a lot more. So we're going to have some fun as always, y'all. But look, as always, if it's your first time watching, first time listening, all that good stuff, we're going to give you the rundown on how you can be a part of today's show. If you're already listening on the line, simply push 1 and you can be a part of today's broadcast. That's right, just push 1. That'll get you over to my, let's see who's on with me tonight. That would be the associate producer. Yeah, that'll get you over to my associate producer. Young J. Mel is in the house tonight. That'll get you over to him. He'll get you over to us if you say he'll let you talk. We'll have a good time tonight. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 323-870-4375. Again, that dial-in number is area code 323-870-4375. That is the call-in number one more time for the Holy Ghost. That is 323-870-4375. That's how you can find us today. If you want to email the show, you can do that. Email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. That's where you can find us today. If you want to follow us on Twitter, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. Again, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. Looking forward to hearing from you all that way. If you want to follow us on the gram, yeah, you can do that on Instagram as well. Follow us on the gram, please, ma'am, please, sir. Follow us on Instagram, real simple, real easy to do. Follow us on the gram at TTLO Radio. Again, that's at TTLO Radio. You can find us there. Did we get bright or something? Hey.
When you lose weight, you
get bright. We're looking awfully, like I can't say light skin, bright skin, did we?
That means we got some good.
Is that what it is? Good
lights.
Something, man.
Good lights in here.
Something. Is that what it is? Or is it ain't the shock outside yet? I don't know.
We got the studio
like
light.
Extra.
Yeah, so.
But anyway, yeah, you can follow us on the gram at TTLO Radio. You can do that there as well if you want to follow us. What's up, G. Lucian Ward? What's up, sir? Hollis down, I believe, in Alabama.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Bless you, sir.
Lucian Ward, man.
He been in the studio.
Lucian's been in the studio?
He ain't sit behind the chair. He came with Henderson.
Okay,
at the old spot.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, he came in and sat over there.
Oh, man, good guy.
Ate up all the candy in the studio.
Oh, man, that's a good fella.
Ate up all the candy, though, in the studio. all the, but, yeah, repeat. Facebook.com/TTLO Radio, Facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Also, you can find us, Facebook Live is up and running. Y'all already come on in there, Facebook.com/TTLO Radio. You can watch the live broadcast there. Plus, we got a couple of watch parties. I think my brother Parks got one going.
Yeah.
The regular show's feed is up. Mine is up.
Yeah.
So everything is in there. My man Jay's going to monitor them all. If y'all say something good, we'll read it to everybody else who might not know. But y'all can go ahead and do that. The last but not least, subscribe to our podcast. Do a simple search for Taking Limits Off Radio, Taking Limits Off Media Group, actually. And you can find us here. Subscribe to our podcast. Go to your iTunes account or any of the mediums where you can listen to podcasts, and you will find us there. Amen. Look, real quick before we get into the rest of the show, I want to give y'all a quick reminder. Look, time is running out. If you have not RSVP'd for the party, I'm going to say it again. If you have not yet RSVP, did you RSVP for the party?
I've been said I was going to be here.
But did you, like, do good?
I don't know if you as a host, you had to do
I
that.
I think you want to count, just in case you bring somebody.
Oh, no. No, solo dolo.
We're going to raffle off Parks at the party. Win a date with Parks. That'd be a good show, man.
Win a date with Parks.
Win a date with Parks. There you go. We got anyway,
let's see how
that worked out. I'm telling you, man. Look here, they do the bachelor on everybody else.
Right?
Show. Look here, man. Look, I'm just trying to help the people. Come on through. But if you haven't done so yet, look here. TTLO Radio turns 5. I think Jay, yeah, he put it in there already. Thank you, sir. He put it in there already. Hit that link. For those of you who are listening on Blog Talk Radio, you need to email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Simply email us your email address or your cell phone number, and we will shoot you the e-bite. If you respond, if you're going to make it, all that good stuff, only if you plan on attending. If otherwise, you don't have to go. You don't have to send us anything. But for those of you on social media, simply go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. The link is in the live feed right there. He dropped it up there, and it's in the other feed as well. All the watch parties going to have it too.
Yeah, got it in mind.
Cool.
As well.
Obviously, he in there, man. He on it. Just do that real quick. That way we can ensure you get a spot. Because I'm telling you like this here, we put deposits and stuff down. So, you know, we need to know how many people's will be in attendance and all of that good stuff. So y'all help us out, man. Look, play nice and all that good stuff. Look, it's going to be an awesome, awesome, awesome time. But I'll give y'all another reminder later on. Pastor Parks, what's up, man?
Man, you got it, man. You got it.
What's going on?
Man, you got this thing.
So, last week you had a conference call. I know that's why you went.
Man, a major conference call.
Major conference call.
Yeah.
All right. So, I saw you, and I didn't get to hear it because I couldn't listen to it when you was on. Something about healing the hood. What's going on?
Yeah, so what we doing, we around that time for Resurrection Weekend.
Okay.
So, that Saturday, we are going to do 5,000 eggs on the outside of Washington Park, once again, Easter egg hunt.
Real gassy.
Oh. But what we don't do all boiled eggs, so we do the plastic eggs.
With the candy.
And we put candy in there.
Ah! Yeah. I'm coming to that.
Yeah. And then for that Sunday, we're going to give out 300 to 500 baskets. Yeah.
Easter baskets.
Easter
baskets. Yeah. Resurrection baskets, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah, for all you deep folks.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So, so we're looking for individuals to volunteer because we haven't our target is 500 kids at the minimum.
Okay.
So we want to at least have 50 to 75 volunteers that have come out and share with us on that Saturday, which is April the 20th. Good thing about Resurrection Weekend this year is we're a month in spring.
Okay.
So we should have some decent weather.
Let's hope.
Any place 50 or more is good weather.
Okay.
For the kids.
That's
well,
right.
Even 45 and more is good weather.
You put on a light jacket. As long as they snow.
Exactly.
Man, pretty much.
To go outside and run. And so this emphasis is because of a lot of things that's been taking place in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Violence. Kids getting shot. Kids can't play in their front yard.
Yeah.
They can't sit in the porch. They can't sit in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
They can't even walk home from school. They can't even get on a CTA bus. So because of all that, those different fractions that's taking place, we want to create a safe haven that they could come out and just have a good time in the Lord.
So this is somewhat similar to your love basket.
Last year we did it in the park. It was in March. We had trouble with the wind.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that it was cold out. It's just it was very windy.
Mm.
Year before we did the Glow in the Dark Easter Egg Hunt,
mm-hmm.
and that turned out to be a great event.
Now, where did you all do that at?
We did that inside the church, man.
Okay.
So
okay.
We did,
okay.
Upstairs, the banquet hall area, they was able to color eggs and the fluorescent eggs, put
okay.
them downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
They had flashlights, turned off the light, music playing. Go for what you know. It was awesome. But the problem was the kids sit around waiting their turn, and it was nothing too much to do upstairs. So this year,
okay.
We learned from our mistakes in the previous years. This year, we're going to have several stations of games.
Okay.
Then we're going to have a full table that kids can color their own eggs at the egg hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And they can take those eggs home with them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
The reason why we're switching it up with the Easter baskets this year is because we want to create an evangelism for Easter for the church.
So it's like outreach.
It's like outreach, but more the outreach part is Saturday, the evangelism part is Sunday. And so like we did for the Christmas giveaway,
mm-hmm.
We was able to have kids come during service. And when I tell you, it was the numbers was just ridiculous. So we're trying to hit that same focus this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like we're going to do it because even when I put it out there today on my page, I have gotten a lot of feedback.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so this year, you learn from your mistakes. Each week we're going to have a conference call and even Zoom that those individuals that can't come to the church or be
right.
at a certain place,
okay.
we give them logistics, and then we start delegating assignments.
Okay.
We need to chair certain activities.
So what is this Resurrection Weekend? Or what is
yes, it?
It
is.
Good Friday?
No, so no, we're not going to do nothing Good Friday
okay.
because there's a lot of church services. And so Saturday, we'll be out at the park, and so we're going to have a table to color the eggs. We're going to have the big field to put eggs out there that the kids can go hunt
okay.
for them.
Okay.
Then we're going to have face painting, and we're going to have two other nice games out there that we're able to share. We're able for the kids to have a good time. So that's my focus. I want to reinvent fun.
So, but it's going to be, so is it going, well, it's not going to be Easter week. You don't have the actual date yet?
Yeah, April 20th.
What day is Easter?
April 21st.
Oh, we're going to do it the Saturday.
We're going to do it the Saturday.
Okay, okay.
And then the Sunday is what we're going to do.
Holy Saturday.
Yeah, right, exactly. And so that Sunday, that's when we actually go give out the bags, the baskets.
Right.
And so we have people right now waiting to get going, get started. And so I'm excited for that, man. So, yeah, that's what we got going on.
That's good, man. That's good. I'm gonna be messy. Where is the because we had talked about you. I know you did the Heal in the Hood. I hate everything Apple. You did Heal in the Hood softball game.
Yeah.
That last year, 2 years ago.
We did it last year.
Last year. Is that the first or the second?
That was the first
that
softball game.
The first softball game.
We did a basketball game.
I
did a basketball game first.
But where did y'all do the basketball game at?
At
JLM.
No. We did it at Taylor Park. Yeah, Taylor Park, right here on 47th and State.
Okay.
Yeah.
With outdoors, all that?
No, it was indoor.
Yeah, indoor theater.
And it was, man, when I tell you it's bananas.
Okay,
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
So you know, we you know, you had put the word out last year, and we ain't getting no takers.
Exactly.
So we was talking about I don't know if it's called you want to do the Heal in the Hood bit, or just a good fellowship service.
Yeah.
What happened with the pastors versus preachers bowling tournament?
Man, you know, the thing is, man, guys talk about what they're going to do
and
don't ever follow through,
uh-huh,
man. And
uh-huh.
So I think what we need to do, I want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think what we need to do is just reach out to individual pastors and ministers
yeah.
that we know that bowl.
Okay.
And no matter how many show up, do it.
Yeah.
So and then we'll put it out there.
Yeah.
And then the next one will blossom.
I think we could probably pull something off this summer, because there is already a tournament that I bowl in Hillside every year. It's a church tournament.
Yeah, yeah, I remember
churches,
that.
Right?
Yeah,
but then, that. Yeah, but a lot of the preachers don't vote. So I'm looking to get and we can make it, pastors versus associates and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a good time. We don't have to go, and maybe we could do it, when we set up. I know a lot of people don't want to go west, because there's always Hillside. The only reason I'm mentioning Hillside is because, get deep halfway decent discount down at the Hillside.
Yeah.
Or we can come south, because I'm in league. We could do two.
Yeah.
We could literally do two.
Yeah.
We could literally do two, man. So it's something, maybe this summer is something we could put together. Just as a fellowship, man. You can invite church members and stuff out. Just have a good time.
I think that would be a good thing. Matter of fact, it might be too late to try to put it together that quick.
It could even be end of summer.
Yeah, no. That's too late.
I think July.
One of the problems we have, even June, one of the problems we have is when we have the idea or the vision,
we
park a lot.
Okay.
Put it in the parking lot.
I hear what you're saying.
I think we need to jump on it.
Okay.
And don't worry about who's going to show up.
Just plan it.
Yeah, just plan it.
If it's planned right,
it's going to turn out right.
And we put it out there enough, people will turn up. And all we need, and really all you got to do is get about 10 bros to commit.
That's it, man. See? That's it.
That's true. They'll get the word out.
They'll get the word out.
That's true.
They'll get the word out.
So we're going to work on that, man. That's going to be a good thing. I just think it'll be fun.
Yeah,
I want to see my boy do the flip and twist on one more time.
Man, listen here. I got some skills now. I got little skills now. I was bowling 75 then.
Uh-huh.
I can get you 130 now.
Uh-oh. 130. Still throwing real, real hard.
Man, listen here. Man,
okay.
I let it ride.
Okay. So that's good. That's good. Real quick, man, you mentioned this, and I saw it. We pull it back up about the violence already, man. We had 20. Where is it at? Where'd it go? Here it is, right here. 20 shot and three of those people fatal in the Chicago shootings this past weekend. I'm reading this off of the ABC7 website. It says two people were killed and 17 injured in shootings across Chicago since Friday. Friday night saw five people shot, one fatally, eight people were shot and one killed on Saturday, and seven were shot on Sunday, one of them fatally. Double shooting Sunday afternoon left the man dead and boy wounded in Gage Park. Where is it at? Oh, Southwest Side.
Yeah. Okay.
1:20 in the afternoon. Hey, folks still coming out of church.
Man, it's ridiculous, man.
It's crazy.
Saturday night,
mm-hmm.
they shut down the 57 completely.
I saw them doing the walk.
I didn't know what was going on. We didn't
know. Were you stuck on this?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes. Yes.
That's
and so it took us everywhere but the right place.
How late was it?
Man, it was about 10, 11.
Oh, I'm so glad I missed it. Because, I'm coming that way. You're talking about 57 going north.
Yeah, it was going north.
Yeah, because I'm coming from that way, coming from Bowling.
I'm
like 6:30, 7 o'clock. So.
And it was ridiculous because... if you got one side shut down completely,
mm-hmm.
the other side knows he's trying to figure out what's going on.
Right, so you got it. So, yeah.
So it was bananas out there, man. But, it said this, the expressways are not safe.
The expressways have become more dangerous than the streets. Yeah.
Now, look at this.
And all this is road rage.
Here, it's happening in churches.
Mm.
It's happening on your jobs.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening in your homes. It's happening on your block, on your porch.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening in your backyard.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening in the schools.
Yeah.
It's happening on the expressways. Everywhere that we walk,
mm-hmm.
everything that we are consumed by is a fear of danger now.
Yeah.
And that's the crazy part, man. And people still not getting it.
No.
They're not getting it.
And I hate this whole blame the weather deal.
Man,
it should not matter if the temperature gets nice outside.
We can't even say blame the weather because I've seen when it was cold out.
We had big numbers in it. Yep.
Man, so it's not the weather.
The only time did nobody get killed was in 3 days of the polar vortex.
Exactly.
Wasn't a gunshot, nothing.
But Jesse.
Right. Right. The only violence in Chicago was fake. I'm sorry.
The only violence in Chicago. Real quick, big shout out to my sister Lanasia Tyson. Y'all know her, she was on the show with her brand new EP release. She did the Bobby Jones special this past weekend. Yeah, she went out there, her and Mama Pat, they were out there in Nashville recording for the Bobby Jones special. And then Bobby Jones still on somewhere. Yeah.
Wow.
So she was out doing that, and then now she's getting ready in 2 weeks to go to the Stellas.
Okay. Yeah, the Stellas coming up.
Yeah, 2 weeks to go to the Stellas. I don't know what happened with Tanya trying to get our passes. Yeah.
Yeah, you should be able to get
we could. We probably just do plus it's planning it out and all that stuff. And then, you know, the West is the Stellas in
Nashville.
Is it Vegas now?
Vegas.
Yeah, see, it'd be different. You know, Nashville, you could just drive.
I mean, I'm just saying, if we get past this.
Nashville, it's Nashville, you road tripping. You
know what I'm saying? If y'all don't want to use the passes, they won't go to waste.
Oh, no, I ain't talking about they won't go to waste. I'm talking about getting to Vegas.
Vegas normally have cheap flights.
That's true.
They
know you're going to leave all the money there.
Exactly.
They ain't gonna make it hard for you to get there.
Exactly.
That part they ain't gonna do.
Exactly.
Man, real quick too, we want to keep our brother Pastor Washington in prayer.
Yeah.
Him and his wife just want to keep that family in prayer. That's all, you know. Just I know y'all like praying for what? Just pray.
Just pray.
Just pray, y'all. Just pray for Pastor Washington and his wife.
Just pray.
Man, you just you know that things are happening all around us, man, and we've talked about this on the show so often. You know, life is too short for silly stuff, man.
It is.
It's too short for silly stuff and for, you know, grudges and all that stuff. Folks is, I think Reggie Royal put it up the other day, said, folks is leaving here rapid, man.
Man, can we just make amends with people?
Yeah, that's good.
Man, can we reconcile? And let me say this, listeners, you don't have to be around that person all the time.
Come on. You ain't got to break bread with them.
Do me a favor. Clear your heart.
That's it.
Clear your heart from what you've been holding in.
That's it.
The bitterness. You've been held hostage for so long, holding a grudge against somebody that they wronged you.
Mm-hmm.
Man, let that stuff go, man, because at the end of the day, people are leaving here left and right.
Rapidly, man.
Yeah. And it's hurtful. It's painful how people are leaving. I had a goddaughter that just died a couple of last week.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, man. And so... It is painful. It's painful to see how people are just leaving, and sickness is domestic.
Yeah,
it's a multitude of things, man, and man, it hurts my heart.
I want to share this, man, because I saw this horrible story before I left the house to get over here, and you know, y'all know, I for some reason, Channel 7 is the news I watch.
Seven and nine.
Yeah, a horrible story. This young lady out of Waukegan went to Miami Beach for her spring break vacation. And is Waukegan native Mariah Logan says was killed early Sunday in a hit and run Miami Beach in Miami Beach while she was in Florida with three friends celebrating one of their birthdays. Lieutenant Alejandro Camacho spoke for the Florida Highway Patrol, said a 23-year-old was hanging from the right rear window of the car. She was traveling in with her friends at around 4:30 in the morning when she fell out the window onto the roadway. Then she was struck and killed by a Range Rover that was coming up from behind.
Oh, man.
You 23 years old.
Listen, man, young folks,
Come on now.
Be smart. Be wise.
You got to, man.
You know, it's a good way to have fun. You know, you don't have to always be the center of attention. Because a lot of times stuff like that happens is because you want attention.
And we're not saying that in a negative way.
Exactly.
Because we've all done it.
Exactly. We have.
Because I'm going to go to somewhere else after we get through talking about this. But we've all done it. But y'all got to be careful.
Yeah.
Man. You got to be careful.
Yeah. This is like the Syracuse coach. Head coach.
Oh, I forgot about him.
He hit and killed someone, but it wasn't his fault as well.
And there was no alcohol involved.
And
right.
No alcohol.
Not on his part.
Exactly.
Yeah, man.
Well, exactly.
But anyway, man, it says that Logan was struck and killed by a Range Rover that was coming from behind. The sister said it's something that was very unexpected. You expect to get a call like that at 4 o'clock in the morning about your little sister when they were on their way home. That's crazy. Griffin said Logan was one of 13 brothers and sisters.
Been stroking!
He needs help. Oh, he needs so much help.
But yeah, one of 13.
Fruitful and multiply.
I guess so. 13.
Replenish the earth. Oh, man, something else we got to talk about.
Come on.
That idiot.
Uh-oh, which one?
The idiot that killed the lady, the girlfriend,
and then
put the 2-year-old
in a bag
on the side of the highway.
Now, how did the 2-year-old die? I didn't read the info.
They didn't say how. No, he was just, the 2-year-old wrapped in a bag, left on the side of the highway in Minnesota, man.
Unbelievable.
Man, see, stuff like that, man. I'm sorry, y'all. That makes me so angry.
Domestic violence and stuff is, man, just leave.
And women, let me tell y'all something. Stop provoking men. And I'm being honest when I said this. I'm not taking up for nobody, but stop provoking men because some of these guys don't have enough sense.
Yeah.
To refrain.
That's true. That's
I'm serious.
True. Stop. Yeah,
you know how y'all used to. That's cute to some guys.
And that ain't saying, we ain't saying that's got the right to hit you.
Exactly.
But stop running up on dudes.
Stop doing it.
Stop doing it. Seriously.
If you start seeing warning signs, get the hell up out of there.
Oh, come on now.
I'm serious, y'all. I'm not trying to be funny, but man, these guys are crazy these days.
Yeah.
Here it is. They don't want you and don't want nobody else to have you.
This is true.
And so what they're going to do, they don't care about their life. They're going to leave their life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I saw that.
Blunt force trauma is how the 2-year-old died.
So he hit the child.
Hit the child.
A 2-year-old.
Man, that pisses me off.
A 2-year-old.
I'm sorry, y'all.
What are you
doing? That hurts my heart.
How are you hitting a 2-year-old?
Man, that hurts my heart.
Yeah. It's that.
Y'all attracted to the man with all these tattoos on his face and all that stuff. He tell it right there, he's crazy.
Yeah.
For real, man, that makes me mad.
It's a bit much.
It is, man.
Let me light it up a little bit.
Uh-oh.
So, I don't know if you've been watching. You've been on Facebook. You've been on Facebook. But last couple of days, it started like last Thursday.
Okay.
And then I saw Blip Thursday. I laughed about it because a buddy of mine put up a picture. And then, Friday, and I laughed about the picture. And then Saturday hit, and then last night hit. And then all day today, let me talk to the people that's over 40 right now. I'm talking to all my over 40.
I'm lost on this one. I'm ready for this one.
I'm talking to all my people over 45, too.
Talk, sir.
Y'all kids have found y'all Freaknik videos.
You lying.
You ain't seen them.
No.
I'm telling y'all right now. I want to put a disclaimer out right now. If y'all see me on any video, grainy or whatever, from 1994, the Lord knew me. I didn't know him. I just want to say,
well,
man, they posting videos, like, and I'm watching them like, oh, my God.
They're archived somewhere.
Huh? Somebody done went put their parents, because these VHS recordings, y'all done took the time to, it's a whole sections of them, they popping up. Y'all need to stop. Mama, look, you're a first lady now.
Come on, baby.
some of y'all saved now. And y'all is first ladies and y'all mothers and y'all got delivered. Y'all evangelistesses and prophetesses.
I'm
like, sure enough, dude got one up there and said 1994. I said, oh, jeez.
Oh, Luke. Luke was the man.
And the 69 boys.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I bet you none of y'all can give me one Luke song. I'm going to see what y'all are working with.
I'm like, God. Dude, the video, I said, wait a minute. And they horrible.
What was Luke's favorite hit? Let
me see what I can say that's clean. Hold on.
What was Luke's hit song?
I'm so bad I can't remember.
Oh, my God. Come on, y'all. Come on, 40 and older.
Man, look.
That was Luke. Oh, my God.
I don't know, but y'all need to check y'all kids.
Luke, come on.
Y'all
Luke,
was supposed Luke. To burn videos.
Luke, come on. Oh, my God. It has something to do with red hairs, I think. I can't think of
what was the song.
I'm on the back.
I can't think of the song, though. It was
Judah Brown. Somebody.
Oh, there it is.
Somebody was going. And guess who did it? An evangelist. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm trying to tell you.
Do
y'all, look, if y'all is in y'all 40s and over, if you went to the Freaknik at all in from 91, this is the videos I saw. I saw 91 videos, 92, 93, 94, 95, and even 97.
I'm guilty.
If y'all was at the Freaknik, I'm telling y'all now, you might want to put up a disclaimer.
There it is. Tim, a preacher now. Another preacher.
See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying?
Pop that.
Look here.
Hey, I'm trying to help y'all out. Tell them we've been delivered.
Hey, get your kids.
Me all in love. Me so horny.
Y'all need to look. I'm trying to help y'all out.
Oh, my God.
Y'all need to go look. I'm trying to look. These videos are popping up, man. I said, now y'all need to stop. Y'all need to stop playing.
The Saints know the video.
Y'all need to stop playing. Y'all need to stop playing.
Oh,
look,
yes, sir.
Look, this ain't Bill Cosby. Y'all trying to go back
one
in the past.
One leg up. Hey, one leg up.
Look, we ain't trying to go back. We ain't trying to go back to the past.
Oh, my God.
Stop posting them videos. Get your kids.
Man,
and if you post them, you need to be ashamed of yourself.
Man, for real. Because I don't want my kids to be with it. Back then, I was smaller, so you know I was a mess. I was trying to do splits and everything. Popping. I'm fat and trying to do splits. So you just imagine what I was doing back then.
I thought I said, oh, my God. And then, you know, with the old VHS. It's got the date and the time in the right corner.
Oh, my God.
You know, big and white.
My God.
Yeah. It would say, what, March of 94.
Yeah.
Man. And look, just a parade of cars going down. Look, coming off the expressway.
Hey, do I have any Freaknik visitors? No, frequent flyers. Any of y'all on here that been to Freaknik?
I went twice.
You went twice?
I went 93, 94.
Okay,
and they told us, don't come back in 95.
Yeah.
My cousin LJ.
Went back in
95. He went in 95. Okay. Yeah. He went in 95. And because, see, they didn't want us back down because they were getting ready for the Olympics.
Exactly.
So they were like, don't come down here.
Yeah, you know,
and Negroes was like, we coming anyway.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Johnson said she lived in Atlanta at that time.
Man, for real. Yes, sir.
Man, I was like, but what's funny is I have a picture. And it probably, you know what, I think mine popped up, and it's coming up in my Facebook memories that I posted this, you know, just a clean picture. But I posted a picture with me and a police officer, a female police officer, back in 94. She ended up being the first black police chief in Atlanta.
Wow.
Some years later.
That's a picture, man.
Yeah, I still got that picture.
That's
a
picture.
With my big cell phone.
Man, so y'all got
my big flip.
Freaknik was in two cities now. Let me see if y'all remember.
Mm-hmm.
It was in Atlanta and Miami.
Well, yeah, but see, right, see, it started in Spelman.
It started in Atlanta.
They started it.
Yes, sir.
Because, see, Miami had, what's the thing they had in Miami? Spring Break. It's, I forget what it's
spring
called.
Splash.
No, spring
Splash. It was.
Spring Splash.
Yes, sir. Water. Yes, sir.
When it was the Spring Splash.
Yes, sir, man.
This splash ain't got no ring to it.
It was Spring Splash, man. I'm telling you, when they was all in water fights,
I know it's talking about
water in the t-shirts.
Right,
and
MTV
is showing, yeah.
Calm down, boss. He was excited.
Headlights.
But yeah, that was, brother here said, I went every year.
Who was that? Keith?
Yeah, Junius Dinkins. Yeah, I need to
we probably bumped into some people.
Yeah. I saw that and I just go, oh my God, why are y'all posting these videos? I'm looking and I said, that's somebody's mom. That's somebody's wife. Somebody's first lady.
Man, it's here.
Because you really can't see the dudes because all the dudes had on hats.
Yeah,
but you see all of them. Yeah, out there bad. Out there bad. So I just wanted to lighten up the mood with that because I saw that and all I could do was laugh. And I watched every video strictly because I want to make sure I wasn't on them. So,
man, I got to check that.
Yeah,
for real.
Just when you get to the crib. When you pull up Facebook, just type Freaknik in the search.
I am. But
and all of them will
come. Oh, wait. Did you see?
Uh-oh, what we got?
It was a fight in Miami.
Okay.
Go on trend and put look up fight in Miami.
And what's the first
one? You would think it was a Freaknik.
I don't even want to know.
It was.
I don't even want to know.
It was a round
one. I don't even want to know.
Man, listen, dear. I tell you, man, Somebody shared that video.
Oh, God. It was that bad.
I said, what the fuck you do that for?
It was that bad.
It was bad.
Oh, God.
I had to repent to the Lord.
Really?
For opening up the video.
See, you know what? I don't even want to know that.
Man. All right, so y'all already know when people in Miami at the beach and all walking around, they really don't have nothing on.
Oh, so they was fighting with swimwear.
They was fighting with nothing on,
right?
And they really didn't
have
nothing on.
By the time to fight.
Man, listen here. It was crazy. Listen, I want to say this because before she get off, I want her to get off. Say,
who that?
Shiante, we're praying for you guys. Their church, Pastor Punches, got hit with a flood out of this world in Freeport.
Really? Oh, because of this stuff that's going on right now?
I don't know what took place.
Oh, wow.
CCTL said he saw that. Yeah. I don't know what took place, but he was doing Facebook Live today.
Uh-huh.
And when I tell you it was a flood,
my God,
it got to the point that certain areas, water was up to the knees. And the flood got all in their church.
Wow.
So they're going to be out of their church for a week or two. And, man, we need to pray for St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church in Freeport, Illinois. Any of you guys want to reach out to them, whatever help that they may need, because it's going to take a lot of cleaning.
Yeah.
The water is, man, it was filthy. And even in the streets, what street? Shepherd, I think it was a street he was saying.
That's horrible.
The water was so high, man. It was beyond the knees, man.
That's horrible to hear.
Man,
I hate to hear that about anybody's church. Especially, you know, I don't want to hear about anybody's church, but church that's working and have to stop your work.
Exactly.
And now you got to pour resources into repairing some stuff that you really shouldn't have to even be worried about.
And then, not only just the church, they have an educational building.
Oh, that's
all
like,
the classrooms.
Like his.
Yeah,
that building still is not usable.
Wow.
Yeah. And the water is off.
Wow.
Because they couldn't get them, because they're trying to figure out how many pipes are busted.
Now this all happened when?
Because of the,
Wow.
So the water is still off. Yeah.
Wow.
So then for the people in the admin, the administrators, they're working in the cold. They got space heaters. Like we was hit at night.
Are you serious?
That's how we were down there all day. Yeah. So they trying to get that working, man. So yeah, keep all these folks, man, happy.
Oh, she said all the snow. And all the ice
melted. Oh, wow. Stevenson
Street.
Okay, you see that too. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Man, if anyone of you guys friends with Pastor Antoine Francis, look on his page.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a live video, and his wife did a watch party as well.
Mm-hmm.
Look on the page, and you can see the damage.
So when did this happen? Saturday or Sunday?
For sure. I just seen it today.
Okay, wow.
He was there today, and when I tell you, man, bro, you can go swimming in this water.
I'm not surprised.
And I am in Freeport.
Okay.
Well, this is like one of them floods in the South.
Yeah, but see, Freeport, you know, the further you get out that way, the flatter the land.
Yeah, that's true.
Ain't no place to run off.
That's true.
Yeah, ain't no place to run off. So, yeah, that's, oh, my God.
That's true.
Yeah, that's. Woo. That's a lot.
It's a lot, man. My heart was heavy for him today, and I thank God for him to keep good spirits.
Mm.
Because stuff like this, I don't know if insurance, because they call it act of nature for a lot of this stuff.
Unless
you have flood insurance.
And then, depending on the type of flood, they might not want to honor it.
Exactly.
Talking about ice melt might not count as a flood.
Exactly. I don't know a lot of us in Illinois would have flood insurance like that to the place like in the South. But, man, it's really bad.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, man. So we definitely want to keep the most name of the church again.
St. Paul. St.
Paul.
She
said that the Pecatonica River overflow, because of the ice.
Because of the ice.
So the river overflowed.
That sounds like some Prince stuff.
It bathes in the...
Hey, what was Prince?
Lake Minnetonka.
Yeah.
No, I know that.
Yeah.
Any questions about Prince, bring it on. You have a bathe in the water of the Lake Minnetonka. And then as she got in there, that ain't Lake Minnetonka.
See how dirty it was?
Yeah.
That's how there's water. Yeah, man.
Man,
we're praying for you guys.
Definitely.
Evangelist
Bueless. Definitely.
We are.
Definitely. Again, real quick, a quick reminder. April 12th, 6:30, man. Get here. 6:30, April 12th. We're having our 5-year anniversary party. Everybody has been invited. If you've ever been a co-host on this show, you're invited to come. I still want you to go and try to
RSVP.
Do the RSVP. But every co-host has been invited to be here. So that's, I'm telling you, let me go down the line. I got my brother Parks, Henderson. Henderson claimed he didn't know. I just talked to him. Come on, I ain't know nothing about it. Y'all can tell me that, like, bro, you know, right. But Parks, Henderson, Angela Johnson, Cornelius Williams, let me see, Daria Springfield, Angela Johnson, Sharisa Gregory. Oh, my brother Devon. I'm still trying to find Devon. Really? But yeah, I talked to his mom. I had to get hold of her. My numbers don't work no more. So, but everybody's been there. All of our guests have been contacted. Every guest that's ever been on the show, if we had all of those cats, man. David Rogers, Cy Fields, all those guys, man. We've asked them to come back.
Gerald Montgomery.
Pastor Reggie Royal, all of the crew, man. Gerald Montgomery was on the show.
Yeah, remember the sex and the gay agenda, or the church and the gay agenda.
And
Kingdom.
Oh, he came to Angela's once, to part two.
That's right. Okay.
Make it to part two.
That's right, because he was in the hospital.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Right. So, but man, again, all I welcome, man, to come and participate with us. We celebrate 5 years, man, over 600 shows.
Is that special color?
No, I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
Let's ask Tanya. I ain't seen about no color coordination.
It'd be nice to see some of your listeners.
Yeah. Viewers. And that's why we opening the door. All you gotta do is RSVP.
I'm not as big in person that I am on camera. You know the camera will bring more size.
They say the camera adds 10 pounds.
It adds 10 pounds. But I think it added probably only 5 for me. So listen, y'all come on out and be a part. It began Saturday. Oh yeah,
I saw that. I read that.
Yeah, and they did. Man, they had a wedding set up.
That's
nice.
What I'm saying. Wow.
It was set up nice, and they had to cancel it.
That's
yeah, crazy. But come on out, April 12th. We're gonna have a ball.
That's a Friday. It starts at 6:30. We're gonna be live in the party, and then we're gonna have the projector up. So for people, if everybody can't fit in the studio, you'll be able to watch the show out there while you're eating and getting your drink on, sparkling something. You know, but with all that
communion.
Stuff. Right. You'll be out there. You'll come in. If you come in, might get a little airtime. You come behind him. The show gonna be live the whole time. So we're gonna go live out there, and then we're gonna be
champagne or something.
It's gonna be sparkling.
Sparkling.
We were in a different, you know.
And don't put nothing in your water bottle.
But yeah, so we just got done like almost working out the menu, but we got like a party plan. So, yeah, we
going all out.
Yeah, we got a party plan with me.
Going all out. That's our director.
So we got the party planner, man. So she came in, and that's why they take measures here, because she was measuring stuff all out there.
Okay.
Because we're going to be in this room.
Felicia Brown says she's going to bring house music.
I saw that. She changed her name, huh?
Yes, sir.
Felicia Brown, I ain't mad at you.
But no, you didn't see what she said earlier. She had to go, but she back. I had to make sure Bishop has his dinner.
Is that what she said, Bishop?
Every time you move from hubby to
the Bishop. Well,
that means you are the priest of the house.
I ain't mad.
You are the priest of the house. What's your name, Bishop? Who called you that? Don't worry about it. My name is Bishop.
Bishop. Was that somebody's name?
Yep. Juice.
Sure was. Yep. Was that Tupac's name?
Yep.
Bishop.
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 What's my name? Bishop. Ask me again. I tell you the same. Bishop. hey, read between the lines. Y'all remember Bernie Mac? Yeah, read between the lines.
Right.
Bishop. You give them the Bishop. Y'all might lie that went over y'all head, but hey.
Somebody got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God.
Inbox us individually.
Yeah.
Don't put it in here.
Don't put it in here. No. But she married, so she can get the Bishop.
That's all right.
And you know, we got a new name for it. It's Worship. Are you giving the bishop worship?
Right, come on.
That's good.
Upgrade your worship.
Yeah.
Your home worship.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It ain't daddy no more. It's bishop.
I'm done.
It went from daddy to zaddy to bishop.
I never got the whole zaddy.
That don't even sound.
Is that from somebody's record?
Yeah, you stuttering.
Is that
zaddy?
What?
Zaddy? I never understood this.
Zaddy.
Don't call me no hood name.
Right, what is that?
Don't call me no hood.
My name only got four letters in it. You can't really mess it up.
Man.
Although I've been David forever because they just don't get that.
That's crazy.
Or David?
Huh? That's crazy.
Did I make a V sound at all? Anyway, y'all, look, we're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to jump into our conversation. We're going to get out of here on time tonight.
Yes, sir. I think I got a project to do.
No, we won't talk about projects. But we're going to do that, y'all. In the meantime, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to jump into tonight's conversation. Trusting God when you're trapped in uncertainty. That's going to be tonight's conversation. Y'all want to chime in, feel free to do that. 323-870-4375. Again, that call number 323-870-4375. In the meantime, gonna give y'all a little bit of give us some of her new single that's out right now. That's why she's out touring right now. Lanesha Tyson, Lessons to Learn. Be right back, y'all. Hello.
Wondering when you're gonna get what you think you deserve. If you think that's how it works, my friend, it don't. There are many things you have to learn to do before God can release what he has for you. While you're waiting on your blessings, work on yourself. Here are some things that you gotta learn. You gotta learn how to kneel and pray. You gotta learn to not complain. You gotta learn to ignore the mess. You gotta learn how not to stress. You gotta learn to watch your phone
while you wait.
You need to learn to watch your mouth
while you wait.
You gotta change what's in your heart
while you wait.
So who you can handle in please understand. God knows what you want, and he also knows what's in your heart. If he give it to you now, you may crash and burn. You gotta learn how to wait till it's your turn. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all the other stuff will be added in time. I'm only sharing with you what I know, because these are some lessons I have to learn. You gotta learn how to kneel and pray. You gotta learn to not complain. You gotta learn to ignore the mess. You gotta learn how not to stress. You gotta learn to watch your phone. Help comes from, 'cause faith without words is
dead.
You need to go to church so you can be saved. See, trials come to make you strong, but these are the lessons that will help you grow. I'm trying to share with you what I know.
Hang on,
learn how to kneel and pray. You gotta learn to not complain. You gotta learn to ignore the mess. You gotta learn
You
gotta learn to watch your tone
while you wait.
You gotta learn to watch your mouth
while you wait.
You gotta change what's in your heart.
While you wait.
So you can handle me. You gotta learn how to
Yes, sir, we back. Like, I thought that was coming back on. We are back. TTLO Mission of Monday, y'all. My boy is in the house, Pastor Cornelius Park, in here on this nice Mission of Monday. Outreach. We're always doing something, got something to do with outreach, and that's what we're talking about on tonight. In the words of a good pastor, my friend, on tonight. So we got this really, really good article, y'all. Trust in God when you're trapped in uncertainty. Trust in God when you're trapped in uncertainty. This actually is an old article. It was written last year in November, but it's got some good, good content. So we just want to jump right into that. Y'all have any questions, comments, or whatever? Y'all go ahead. You need to go to see me fair. That's it. Oh, okay. Oh, she's repeating the lyrics. Okay. All right, Felicia. And Lanesha will be in the house too. Maybe we'll get her to perform a little bit of something. So,
is she coming?
Yeah, she said she was coming. She was coming. So I might get that keyboard set up.
Can I get your autograph?
She autograph a CD. She'll do it.
Ooh.
Yeah, so let's do this, y'all. So the writer says this. He says, I used to say that we live in uncertain times. While I still believe this is true, I'm starting to conclude that we all live in uncertain times. While God's truth and our eternal destiny is Christ, in Christ are certain, many other factors in our lives are a bit unpredictable and unclear at times. It is the nature of the journey. So, writer goes on to say, he says, trusting God when you're trapped in uncertainty. He says, I suppose today, as you read this, you face some measure of uncertainty. You may face major questions about your health, your job, your finances, your children, your grandchildren, your children, or someone in the circle of friends. Clearly, we cannot avoid uncertainty in this life, but we can respond to it in a Christ-honoring and soul-profiting fashion. So, let's jump right into this. The first one says, what? Search. Right there. Ain't no number next to it.
Right. The search for clarity. Recently, I read a profile interchange document in a book by the renowned autistic John Kavanaugh.
Mm-hmm.
He tells of a time in his life when he went to Calcutta to work for 3 months at the House of Dying. This experience was part of his heartfelt search for direction about his future. The first morning, there he met Mother Teresa. She asked, and what can I do for you, Kavanaugh? What can I do for you? Kavanaugh asked her to pray for him. What do you want me to pray for, she asked. He responded by explaining that he had come thousands of miles from the U.S. to find direction. Pray that I have clarity.
Wow.
She firmly said, no, I would not do that. When asked why, she said, clarity is the last thing of you clinging to and must let go of. Wow.
Ooh.
Kavanaugh commented that she always seemed to have the clarity he longed for. She laughed and he said, I have never had a clarity. What I have always had is trust.
Ooh.
So I will pray that you trust God.
Oh, that's deep.
That is.
That was from Mother Teresa, huh?
Yeah. Wasn't she captured?
She was something.
Yeah.
I believe she was. She said, no, that's the last thing you're clinging to, and you must let go of it. Wow.
It's clarity.
That's crazy. You know why I said that? Because I pray for clarity all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, even when I'm praying at the church, when I'm praying for the body of Christ, the believers here, clarity is always in my prayer.
And
because when there's confusion, you want clarity.
But then I guess we will need understanding, and understanding really comes by trusting God.
Yeah, right. Just trust that God is in control regardless.
I guess he just simplified it.
Yes, she did.
Right. To the simplest terms of just simply trusting God.
Wow.
And I'm be honest that's with you. Crazy. I always said a good man's steps are ordered by the Lord. That's clarity. I mean, for real, that's just like getting clarity. All things work out together for the good of them who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. All that to me is clarity.
Wow.
And sometimes we are confused in areas in the church or even in our individual lives that we just want clarity.
Yeah, and when you're struggling, and that's funny because that's the title of the thing.
Yeah.
But when you're struggling and you're trying to get through something, you look for clarity. Sometimes you look for a way out. You're looking for a way out, or you're looking for at least a clear sight to where you're going. But then I guess when you're looking for clarity, that's a lack of faith.
It's a lack of faith.
Because faith is the evidence of things not seen. I'm sorry. Faith. No.
Now faith.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for.
They can't never get it right.
But it's the evidence. You just forgot the A clause. Right. It's the B clause.
But it's the evidence of things not seen.
Exactly.
So we ought to be able to trust instead of asking God, show me, no, trust me.
I guess it makes sense.
It really does.
Because a lot of us really have problems in trusting God wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
We only trust God in certain elements of our life
where
we're mostly secured.
That's good.
Where there's an uncertainty, that's when we have the struggle in trusting God.
You ever been to one of those retreats, company retreats, and they have team building exercises.
Yeah, that's good.
And you know they have the one where you stand there and you close your eyes.
Yeah.
And you fall back.
Yeah.
You got to trust that your team got your back.
Yeah.
And it's hard for some people.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Now some people are just like, here's the deal. I did it because I'm just crazy. Because I'm like, y'all better not drop me. Right. Other people literally could not trust.
That's right.
That they weren't going to get caught.
You know why? They never experienced someone having their back.
And that's a big deal, man.
And that's why a lot of us don't trust God.
My.
Because we never had that factor in our life, man.
Well, we don't. We're doubting it, even though He constantly shows that we constantly. Yeah, that just messed up my whole process.
Man, that's good.
Don't take clarity out of prayer.
But don't get deeper.
I see that. Let's go a little further. The writer goes on to say this way to go. She says, clarity versus trust. The writer says, there's something in all of us that always wants clarity.
Wow.
He says, it is a part of our sinful ego and a common expression of our insecurities. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Clarity can become an idol that replaces authentic trust in God. Ooh, Jesus. In many ways, we would rather understand the details of the road ahead than rest in the deep intimacy with the God who has promised to direct our steps. Oh, my God.
They that wait upon the Lord.
Come on. He has never promised to show us a detailed 10-year plan.
Yeah.
Clarity can actually become spiritually counterproductive as it shortchanges trust. A life of faith and a moment-by-moment dependence on God. Ooh, Jesus.
Go ahead.
Because we need to go. That's good.
I can see this now.
Wow, it's so much clearer.
It is, because here it is. If you have clarity on everything.
Then what you need to trust God for?
What you need.
If I can see. If you done laid out the road, man.
Yes, sir.
And this is where, as a preacher, you feel a little stupid. Because every time he spoke to Abraham, he didn't get him no detail. He said, go to a place I'll show you.
When you get there. Every person that he sent on their way.
Go.
His number one thing was just go.
Get thee out, away from your kindred.
Yeah, exactly.
And go.
Jonah.
Go. Go to Nineveh. What for? Go.
That's crazy, man.
Man.
I like this.
Wow.
My boy Rich, Richard, he said, we want clarity because we are selfish beings trying to manipulate situations to better ourselves instead of trusting God's will and accepting it what it is. Here, I often say this.
Hey, Rich, man,
brother, I love you, man. And this might bless somebody. We need to start asking the Lord to connect our faith to His will.
That's good.
Because our faith is nowhere close to His will.
That's good.
Because a lot of us don't know His will for our lives.
Mm.
And so if you really don't understand His will for your life, you need to continue to ask the Lord to connect your faith.
Mm.
It's not that you really don't have faith. You just have a lost sense of direction.
Mm.
And whenever you're trying to do something, you got to be reminded that there's a thing called imps that's waiting to sidetrack you, waiting to distract you, waiting to detour you. But you got to make sure you keep your equilibrium on a solid foundation. A lot of times we waver so much because we're so unbalanced because of the lack of fear of knowing. We don't know. You don't know what's to come.
Yeah.
Man, it's good.
Felicia said, connect our faith to His will. We might be disappointed because that ain't His plan.
Exactly.
She goes on and says, she says, I'm guilty. I like to see the way made. Lord, help me to trust in you.
Listen,
oh, Jesus.
He only promised to be the light.
Right.
He never, see, you got to understand.
He said, I like the way.
That's
I
right.
Show you.
I'm the man. And so here it is. We must partake in the suffering somehow.
Yeah, come on.
He's promised it. By him making it through Calvary.
Yeah.
And rising from the dead.
Yeah.
He showed us the way. That's let me be honest with you people. That's the way.
Yeah.
But we still must go through something to get to where we need to be.
That's good, man. You just blessed me with that. So let's keep going. Let's keep going. The writer went on to say, Scripture tells us, trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Psalm 62:8. Yes, we must pour out our hearts and all they contain, praise, gratitude, worry, fear, doubt, and yes, uncertainty. God is our, the moment, refuge. That's good. But not always a divine GPS system.
That's right.
Out of the details of every turn we might encounter one year down the road.
Yes, sir.
Thus, we must trust him at all times. We should never assume a life of trust or take God's refuge for granted.
Sometimes the Lord ain't going to tell you where to go, but sometimes you might hear him say, reroute.
Wow. That's
sometimes you hear him tell you reroute. And sometimes you know without a shadow of doubt when you're on the wrong world. You know that. If things don't seem to be getting you close to your final destination, sometimes you gotta take a chill pill and be still and take inventory to make sure you're going in the right direction. It's amazing how we have become lazy and handicapped and want God to do everything for us, and we're not willing to put no work in it for ourselves.
That's good. That's
you
good.
Got to know how to put work in it for yourself. Hey, the Bible says faith without works is dead.
Come on now. That's
and so your faith is going to be challenged through your works, but that don't give you the right to give up when you've been tried by tribulation. The scripture said, Romans 8, who shall separate us from the love of God? And it gives us a numerous of things to let us know that none of this stuff should separate us from the love of God. And I'm going to tell you this. One of the biggest separations that we've been having in this world today is people.
Wow.
People that's clinging on to different religion. People that's been clinging on to foolishness and all that. You know, I thank God for Trump. Watch this. Because of what he's doing, the controversy he's taking place in this world, he's allowing many religions and denominations to finally come together for a common ground to do what we need to do. Watch. Watch when I tell you this. We're looking at all the bad stuff he's doing for the Muslims. He's doing that. In every religion, he's doing something wrong. There's going to be a time when I'm like Kurt Franklin now. Every Muslim, everybody will come together and bridge this thing together sooner or later. And do what we need to do in the Lord's eyesight. Now, this is good, man.
That's good. Let's keep going. Pick it up right there.
In the Great Faith chapter, Hebrews 11, we are reminded that the trust is strong. Is the strongest when clarity is dim or non-existent. Ooh, that's good. Would you gave talk about that? Noah built an ark while waiting for 120 years for predestined rainfall. Sarah was told to trust God for a child in her old age with no clarity as to how such a thing could happen. Abraham went out not knowing where he was going and later planned to sacrifice his own son with no clarity as to why he was called to do this or what was the outcome might be. The stories are extensive. The truth is unmistakable. Faith flourishes when we are trusting God at the deepest level with a willingness to let go of our insistence for clarity.
Jesus. Man, look.
Man, she ripped us to pieces.
Look here, and this is the deal. We're so guilty of that prayer.
Even Pastor Joe.
Show us, Lord. Show us show us the way.
We're guilty. I'm guilty of this.
Help me with God. Help me. God is saying, no. Do you trust me or not?
Yeah. How many people you think left Noah, him preaching, is going to reign for 120 years?
None of them. They all left.
They all.
None of them. He only got to save his family.
That's it.
The one that helped build.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. That's so, man. It's like you've been, you asking God to, and watch this. Praying for clarity is asking God to go against his own word.
Yeah, it is.
Because God says, it's telling us to have faith.
It is.
But it's going to say, okay, God, I got faith, but I need you to show me.
Now, I'm going
to
tell you, I've never seen it in this perspective.
No.
And I'm being honest with you.
No. I no, and I'm telling you, and I've been, you know, in all of my public prayers in the church, I said this, you know, I'm always asking for, especially when I'm in the, when there's confusion in the house.
Show me the way.
You know, when you feel like people are, when there's some disgruntled people in the church, you know, you want to pray for clarity. Let everybody be able to see, you know, so we can move forward. Because you keep thinking this, but no, I need to trust that God is going. God has us in this for a reason.
And you know, another way we use just as an excuse.
Uh-huh.
Lord, let us all get on one accord.
Yep. Yep. Because we're thinking if we can all see the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Wow. That's awesome, man. Keep going. Go ahead and read the rest of that.
All right. So it says, we often want to chart the course,
but
the Bible tells us to walk in the Spirit.
Well,
we insist on strategic plan. Jesus says, follow me. We want all the answers. The Lord tells us to trust him because of what we know to be true about his character.
Wow. But the Bible tells us to walk in the Spirit. Well,
walk in the Spirit.
Wow. That's heavy.
It is.
That's heavy. Because we absolutely are in the process of constantly asking God for direction. And he's saying, just walk.
I'm guilty.
Man,
I am.
This man is bothering me.
I'm going to help you out. You don't even ask for him direct. Only ask for him for direction for things in your life. But you even ask for direction for, is this person meant to be in my life?
Yeah, that's, see. Yeah, and God just says, trust me.
Trust me.
My. Angela Johnson says, she says, he's a keeper. She says, I'm getting old and I'm asking him to keep me even more. Now God loves so much, she says, but I want to check out, but check this out. He doesn't just want me to win. He wants his people to win. That's good.
He does.
She says, I love him just because he never lets us slip up. We just got to hear and comprehend. Trust him solely and he will keep us. Wow.
Trust in the Lord and do good.
Wow. That's a lot.
This is probably one of the most challenging articles.
Yeah, I'm about to read this again.
Yeah, because I'm going to tell you why it's challenging to me. We ask the question, we think we're doing all the work that we need to do.
Yep.
And here it is, the outcome seems to be short
every
time. And so now we're asking God, should I stay here or should I move?
Wow.
Now I need to ask the Lord, show me the fruit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Show me why you got me here.
We got to get out of this whole thing of wanting to jump, you know, and this is where you have to learn how to recognize the Lord's voice versus your own voice.
Because
your own voice be like, pack up and go.
Pack up and go.
Pack up and go.
They'll appreciate you.
Pack up and go.
They'll love you.
Right. That's what your own voice is saying. God makes, here's the deal. When God does finally speak, it's very clear.
It is.
When he finally wants you to move, it's very, very clear.
Because you see signs and wonders.
Yeah, you do. You
seriously.
Do. Absolutely. Let's continue. The writer says this. He says, I look around at what can I do? He says, this place is unfamiliar and new. So I try to look beyond what's right in front of me. Is hope to be found? How can this be true? Comfort came and left such in a hurry. So that once on the other side of this tragedy, you wake up to find that you're right where you're supposed to be, trapped in uncertainty. Each day is a mystery. You wake up to find that you're right where you're supposed to be. The path is unveiled, and you're right where you are meant to be.
Man, that's good.
Wow, that's a poem. Okay, okay, cool. The writer goes, he says, faith to seek, and please God. He says, friends, as you go through uncertain days, realize the gift you have been given. Faith, not certainty, is the single most important ingredient to a life pleasing to God. And he used Hebrews 11:6. And is that the last part? Evidence of things not seen. Is that the last part of that? Let me look and see. But without faith, it is impossible to please God.
He is a reward for those that diligently.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Stop looking for directions and just seek him.
Yeah.
That's good, man. But you know what? The same thing comes from us trying to us trying to build churches on our own. And God says, no, seek me. I'll do like he said, if you lift him up, he'll do the drawing.
Or seek thee.
Yeah.
Seek first the kingdom.
Seek thee first. That's it.
6:33.
Seek thee first, man.
The kingdom of God. You know, and I understand now, here it is from a humanistic standpoint. I understand why we're so off track. Because when you have not been in a place and you think that you're going to a place and really don't know the direction
mm-hmm.
to get there,
mm.
it's kind of hard to follow something you can't see.
Yeah, that. But that's the
faith.
That's
part.
Trust. Lakeisha Winter says, "Trust His plan, and you shall prevail."
And,
wow. And Felicia said, "And be okay with the answer."
you know, but here it is. I'm gonna say this, and I want you guys when you hear this, because a lot of times we said trust the plan or trust the process.
Mm.
We only use that in certain areas.
That's true.
You cannot. There's certain things you just can't expedite
mm.
because
yeah.
of your flesh.
Ooh.
A lot of times we as people we want things to be expedited. Because we feel we need it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And what the Lord is really saying to you, he said, listen, I'm not telling you no. He said, take your time with some stuff. Get yourself together.
Yeah.
Because you, I gave this to you before you messed up.
Uh-huh. And you ain't, yep.
And
it's still yours.
It's still yours.
It takes me back to David. You have to remember, David was crowned anointed king as a teenager.
As a teenager.
But didn't become king until he was an adult.
That's right.
But David had to grow into some stuff.
He had to.
He had to go through some trials.
He had to
go through some stuff. He had to go through the whole Goliath process.
Yes, sir.
Even in that was David's first instance in trusting God.
Yes, sir.
He said, I'm not going to trust your equipment, Saul.
Yes, sir.
Because this ain't for me. This was yours. I'm going to trust God with what I use when I'm out there with the regular sheep.
And you fit it, man. I'm going to tell
you.
Here it is. Even when David went through with Goliath, it wasn't that he had faith in his muscles.
Samson, got you. Uh-huh.
It wasn't that mm-hmm. he had faith in his muscles.
Yeah.
He trusted what the Lord put in his hand.
That's right. That's right.
And sometimes you got to trust what the Lord put in your hand. Who would have thought that the slingshot would have killed Goliath?
Yeah. Everybody else was going at it with
swords. Everybody else was going with swords and shields and failed.
Yeah.
But good thing the Lord didn't put it in their hand.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to tell somebody.
But David had been training.
He'd been training.
Out with the sheep.
And out with the
sheep.
Come
on, he had been training.
And then also keep this in mind.
Come on.
And many people miss this about David.
Mm-hmm.
Upon every elevation of David, he got anointed.
Yes. Yes.
He wasn't just getting elevated and had the same anointing.
Yeah.
Anointment. He got anointed every time he was elevated.
That's right.
And a lot of times we still stuck on grandma's anointing. You got to know that every level that the Lord is about to take you, you must get anointed to get there.
Yeah.
Because greater heights is a new devil, new levels. And so you got to understand when there's new devils, that means that the old anointing that you had is no longer good.
Come on, sir. Come on, sir.
Because it expired.
Come on, sir.
You're no longer slippery. You're dry now.
Come on.
You got to get back slippery. And when I mean slippery, I mean oily. You got to get back oily in the Lord. You got to let the Lord anoint you. And this is what makes me mad with people, because you want to be elevated but have not spent no time with the Lord.
Mm.
And a lot of times we lose our trust in the Lord because we don't know how he operates.
Wow.
And that's even pastors, preachers, we're guilty on that.
Yeah.
We preach, we teach about how the Lord moves in mysterious ways. That's why we always use the term mysterious. Because we really don't know how he functions.
Mm.
And we don't know how he's going to take us through some things to get us to where we need to be.
Mm-hmm.
And half of us don't want to go through what he wants us to go through to get to where we need to be. Because we don't know that we're not strong enough. But you are strong enough. Even the big bad wolf, he went to three houses. That was a straw house, a wood house, and then that was a brick house. Even when you go through trials and tribulation, when the wind begins to blow, when you can't feel your equilibrium, when you feel like you're going to get knocked to your feet, the Lord always know how to remind you that you are a brick house.
Mm.
The scripture said, Isaiah, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. He said, it will hit you, but it will not destroy you. It will not kill you. And somebody on the line today needs to know this today, and I want to speak to your spirit today.
Come on.
No matter what you face, no matter what you're going through, if you continue to hold to God's unchanging hand, continue to trust him, even what they said on the cliche, when you can't trace him,
come on.
Know that he
come
got
on.
Your best interest
come
at
on.
Heart. Know that he already cleared a pathway for your journey. He already got the victory people waiting at the end. You just must go down that road. And sometimes, sisters and brothers, you got to go by yourself.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you was born by yourself. You was you will leave this earth by yourself.
That's
and
good.
Then you, when you see your God, you got, he's going to open a good book, and it's going to be you and him yourself.
Come
amen.
On,
and
on.
Some things in life, we must endure on our own.
Come on,
and
sir.
And it's more that we can go back and help somebody else along the way, and it's called testimony.
That's good.
How can you tell somebody of the goodness of the Lord if you keep quitting? How can you tell somebody the goodness of the Lord if you don't have no war wounds?
Come
you
on.
Got to have some scars on your body. You got to tell somebody, you don't know my story. Can no rock take my place? No rock has been through the hurt, the pain that I have to suffer. I know the Lord for myself, and I know what he can do for me, and that's why I got to praise on the inside. And if I begin to praise right now, deliverance may take place, healing may take place, breakthroughs may take place, because I know what the Lord God has done for me. I know what he's done for me, y'all. You can't tell nobody like I can. I know what he's done for me. When folks turned their back, I'm sorry, y'all. I feel kind of good. When folks turned their back on me, it was nobody but God. When I didn't have a pillow to lay on, it was nobody but God. When I didn't have a roof over my head, it was nobody but God. When I didn't have food on my table, it was nobody but God.
Yep.
When folks talked about me, when folks strayed away from me, God said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, I give you rest, Lord, have mercy. And it was the Lord that gave me rest. I laid my head in his bosom. I laid down. He rocked me all night long. He called me that I am. This all to God be the glory. Somebody on the line today must know that God is who he say he is.
Ooh.
Lord, have mercy. I feel like my testimony is coming through this airway today.
Because
a lot of times we don't trust the Lord because you don't allow him to take you through some stuff. Sometimes you got to go through stuff that would cause public embarrassment. But I want to tell you, it's working out for your good. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry, y'all, but I know how he can do it. I seen him work. That I seen him work. I seen him work. In the midst of darkness, I seen the Lord work. I've seen them work. I don't know about y'all, but I've seen them work. The songwriter said, you can't make me down because I know too much about him. I love telling people about what he's done for me. I'm not boasting on myself, but I'm boasting in the Lord.
Yeah.
I'm like Paul. Paul said, I can't even say what I can do,
no.
But I can tell you all what the Lord has
that's
done
it,
for
that's
me.
It, that's
I can
it.
Tell you where he brought me from. I can tell you how he picked me up and he turned me around.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. When people look at me, they can't believe I am who I am today, for who I used to be. Thank God when they remind me, I remember when you was that person.
Yeah.
I remember when you was that person. I don't argue with them no longer. I celebrate and tell them, my soul looks back in wonder. Lord have mercy, how I made it over. And I'm so glad I'm going to be trying to close now. I'm so glad that I made it over. Lord have mercy, I'm so glad. Lord have mercy, I'm so glad that I made it over. Y'all just don't understand when I tell you how he's done the marvelous and great things for me in my life. I'm telling you, you don't understand how he opened up some doors for me in my life. You don't understand how he closed some doors for me in my life. How he protected me from that bullet. I should be 6 feet lying in my grave, but the Lord told death to me, hey, see, y'all don't know what I've been through. And when I feel that, when I look at trust in God, I want to tell you this, I thank God. I don't look like what I've been going through. Lord have mercy. I shouldn't be looking like those under wax and dry, those in Tent City. But look at God as he performed a good work on me. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry, but when I think of all that he has done for me, Lord have mercy. Talk, man, when I think about it, Lord have mercy. I'm sorry, y'all. When I think about it, I think about how I'm around a certain people. When I leave, they talk about me. But the Lord constantly remind me. He said in his word, I'll never leave you, will I forsake you. Lord have mercy. That promise been to us all the way in the Old Testament. And it still exists today. That he proved himself morning after morning with his grace and his mercy. Lord have mercy. Is there anybody in the house today? To trust the Lord for his grace and his mercy. It's because of grace and mercy we're not consumed, Lord have mercy. I feel good, y'all.
Bye, bye, bye.
I'm having a flashback. I'm having a flashback. When I look back over my life, Lord have mercy.
And I think things, Lord.
Woo!
My, my, my.
Yes, sir.
Well.
Man. Yes, sir.
That's all right.
That's why I go as hard as I do. I don't deserve to be here, Doc.
That's it. That's true.
I don't deserve to be here.
Amen.
I don't deserve the many blessings that he showered upon me daily. I really don't. I never brag on what I got.
Mm.
I promise you I don't. I never talk about the clothes I got, the house I live in, the car I drive, the money in my pocket, my bank account. I don't do all that because I'm not even worthy. I'm not worthy. He could take all that things away from me.
My.
The Bible said that, and he will put a hole in my pocket.
Come on.
And everything that entered into my pocket, it was just flow right back out. I need some stuff that I can hold on to. I need some stuff that I know it was nobody but God blessed me with.
He says, I will rebuke the devourer.
Yes, sir, for your sake.
Neither shall your vine cast
the
field before the time.
Boy, boy, boy.
Said the Lord of hosts that all nations shall call you blessed. You shall be a delightsome
man. Come on, man. Don't do it up in here. Don't do it. Don't do a tag team up in here. Don't do it to me, man.
Oh, God. Oh, my
Don't
God.
Don't do it to me, man.
Look here, we got 9 good minutes.
Man, we can have a praise party up in here. For real. We can start April the 12th early up in here. This is a good party.
Oh, all we needed was an organ.
Man, this is a good party. Oh, don't. I thought I had my thing.
You just going to do your.
Oh, man.
You got to plug it into the
iPad. My iPad, man.
Get ready.
Yep, sir.
Yeah, I've been downloading on the old pad.
Man.
The writer goes on to close out with this. I'm going to let you chill. The writer says, right, do you feel like you're in a fog today? Have you been there far too long? Does the present moment feel shaky while the future is unclear? Remember, he is God, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, usually without clarity about the details.
To God be the glory.
The writer closed out with it. He says, looking back, we see his faithfulness and goodness, even if we did not perceive it at the time.
Wow.
He has not changed. You can trust him now, even though he seems ambiguous. Mm. My heart is often helped by the words of the Christian song that tells me that when I can't trace his hand, I can trust his heart. He says, I pray our hearts will likewise search less for clarity and more for the character of God in the unpredictable season of our journey. Wow.
He listen.
That's
if this lesson didn't get nobody.
Look here.
It's a four
man.
Some four words.
Yeah.
That it should hit your spirit.
Mm.
He has not changed.
That's it. Huh? Malachi
let,
third chapter.
Let,
oh, I am the Lord.
I am the Lord.
I change
not. You need to allow that to sit in your spirit.
Oh, God.
When you're wrestling with some things,
come
when
on.
You're contemplating on some things, when you're confused about matters, when you feel like he don't care about you, when you feel like he's so far in a distance from you, he has not changed at all.
He's
the same God.
Ah.
Today, yesterday, and forevermore.
Angela said, Paul said, I did what they said I did, but I'm not who they say I am. Wow.
Lord have mercy.
Ooh,
Lord have mercy.
Wow.
Lord have mercy.
Wow. Ooh, that's good. That's
Lord
good.
Have mercy.
That's a little tight, that twin. That's
Lord
good.
Have mercy. Lord have mercy.
Oh, God. Man, look here. That's good stuff.
Man, this convicted me, y'all. I have a new philosophy and
new outlook.
Trusting God, because you know we ask him and that's why we don't get the answers.
Yeah.
Because we keep asking him for the wrong stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We keep asking the Lord for the wrong stuff.
Yeah.
And when you continue to ask the Lord for the wrong stuff, of course he's not going to respond.
Absolutely. Oh, that's good.
He's not going to respond. Because he's not going to give you something that you, number one, you don't desire to have.
Yeah.
Let me say this.
Yeah.
He don't give you things you don't desire to have.
Yeah.
But sometimes he allows the enemy to give you the desires
when
you put your desires before your needs.
Yeah. Through the last
your year. Your wants.
Through the last year, I have discovered that, you know, you can try and blame other people. And scenarios and all other kind of stuff on outcome. But if they hadn't done this, then maybe this would have happened this way.
Wow. Wow.
If they had it done like this,
wow,
then that would happen. You ain't never pointing the finger back saying, God is saying, I said no because of you, not because of them.
And you know what's so crazy? You know, even though you go through the process of things, God stopped it even before you got nominated for something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And again, God wants to see how you're going to handle the no. I think about when God told David no. This is what got me the other day. When God told David no, David still wanted to build a temple.
Uh-huh.
And God said, it's too much blood on your hands.
Too much blood on his hands.
And too much blood. He said, David was still faithful. David was still God's man. But it was too much blood on his hands. He said, I cannot let you build my temple.
That's right.
He said, that ain't going to make your name any less great.
That's right.
But I can't let you build my temple. And David, and I think it goes on to say, David went on and worshiped God.
That's right.
Even after being told no.
That's right, because he was after God's order.
Come on. Can you still worship God?
Yes, sir.
After he tells you no.
And keep this in mind.
God, help us.
A lot of people want to ask the question, why does he say no? The Lord never want to bring embarrassment to himself.
Come on. Come on. Yes.
Sometimes he said no to us because he don't want it to backfire towards him.
And he also wants you, when he puts you there, that you're ready to stay. Because see, a lot of people can go some places but can't handle it.
You can't handle it.
When he puts you there, you can handle it. Because see, think about it like this. See, when you we keep going back to David. David, what like I said, he was anointed as a kid. But he was placed in as an adult. When David committed his harshest sin with Bathsheba, young David couldn't have handled that process. He couldn't have handled that process. Come on now, he couldn't have handled that.
Good.
So he went through all he went through.
Uh-huh.
And God said, no, you're going to get punished.
Uh-huh.
But I know who I put in here.
I know who I put in
and I'm not going to remove you. That's why David said, Lord, don't take your joy
don't
from me.
Don't take your joy away from me.
So there were still consequences for his actions. But yet he was still king.
He's still king.
My. Ooh, Jesus.
Notice he was still king.
My.
He's still king.
It's 8:26. I'm done.
I know.
Can you pray us out, sir?
Man, listen.
Whenever you get there, go ahead. I ain't in no hurry. I'm just telling you.
I know.
That's good stuff, man. Wow.
Father in heaven, we honor you today, God. You've been marvelous today. You have allowed a joy to be ignited back in our life, in our soul, because we realize sometimes in life when we want one thing is not working and we don't look at the other picture.
Mm.
You have clearly showed us today that the remedy of all that we do in this Christian journey is trusting you.
Mm.
And that's what we fail the most, because there's so many things appears and so many things that happen that pulls us away from you, that we try to settle it and handle it on our own, but some things we must give back unto you.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Father, on today, we thank you for conviction. We thank you for putting it on our mind to have a great conscience and a great heart, knowing that we have been operating in the wrong way. Even somebody on the line today has been asking you for direction, asking you to show them the way.
Yeah.
The way is just trusting you. But we know you are the way, the truth, and the life.
Yeah.
And so, Father, because we know that now it's time that we give our promise to you.
Mm-hmm.
For your word declare, cast all of our cares upon you, for you carry it for us. And so I love you for that, Father, and I honor you for that. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Man, look, y'all, this has been an awesome, awesome show. I didn't see it coming like that.
No, man.
My.
No. No.
That's all right. Did you preach out today?
No, man, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't?
I didn't.
Oh, that's what happened.
Who preached out today? Man, so we're kicking off our anniversary for one of the past pastors.
Okay, we appreciate that.
So we honored the past.
He had that stored up, y'all. The game. That came out. That came out, boy. That was it. If it's in you, it's got to come out.
Come on. Air myself like fire.
That's all right.
He tried to set himself up, but he couldn't keep it to himself.
Hey, y'all, one more time. April the 12th is the 5-year anniversary party. If you have not yet responded to the RSVP, go to the link right now. It is in the comments. It's been placed in all of the comment sections of all of the video feeds you all have seen tonight. If you didn't see it ahead of time, just email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. If you're not able to do the regular invite, email the show and then leave us your email address or inbox the TTLO Facebook page, Taking Limits Off Media Facebook page. Do that and you get an invite to our 5-year anniversary party, man. It's going to be good from 6:30 to 10. It may go even longer than that, but you can definitely do that, man. We're looking forward to meeting a lot of our listeners that we have not, that we don't know personally. We're going to meet y'all for the first time, and then I might do a winter date with Parks or something.
Come on.
Okay. But anyway, we're going to have a good time, y'all. It's going to be good. Y'all welcome to come out, man. It's April the 12th, 6:30. You have to RSVP.
We go. It's a chat song. We got to go up again. Sing My God Reigns. Sing My God Reigns.
We call Chicago, man. We call Chicago. Do me a favor, ma'am and sir. Keep your head on the swivel. We got to go.
With your hands lifted up today. Say it like this.
That's hilarious.